Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We have Berkeley and Brandon from Seakeeper in the studio and talking stabilization and bluefin tuna and yellowfin tuna and a lot more here today.
I still don't think you've peeled enough info out of Brandon.
No, we're
getting
we got
another
we're
hour.
Okay,
good.
Yeah,
yeah,
we got long,
yeah, long as that's on our list, we've got to peel some more info out of that guy.
No doubt.
Well, speaking of great info and great fishing, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the catch report today, which is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and that information is right there with you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. We're going to start off our catch report with our FishDope.com report of the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, and Seakeeper guys. Well, with the water clearing and warming and virtually no wind, thank God, for over a week now, conditions are really improving fast, and fish are biting, man. This has been a great first week of June here. Let me tell you, starting at the islands, the northern islands there, they slowed way down on that sea bass, but man, it bounced right back full speed yesterday. Good fishing yesterday at Santa Cruz there. Of course, some of that fish was caught on squid, and surprisingly, a good percentage of that fish was caught on red crab colored hookup baits. Go figure.
This is surprising.
And at Catalina, a bit crowded over there right now with the what's now their new sea bass tournament, but best of luck to all you guys fishing in it. And definitely a good amount of fish at the island, pretty much backside there for the sea bass, backside east, backside west. And a lot of that yellowtail right now is on the front side there, mostly middle up to the west, but there's quite a bit of it. And biting both bait and jigs. It's been really good fishing there for quite some time now. Fun stuff. At Santa Barbara Island there, we checked it here a few days back. A couple big yellows in the gray. Did not see the normal volume that we see up there, but, man, the ones we caught were good ones. And then we did a little bit of cod fishing. That beer battered and deep fried red snapper is just, oh God, and things are so tasty. We just love them. And at San Clemente Island, again, bouncing back. You know, it had a little slow spell there, but sea bass and yellows are biting over there right now. Squid in the cove. That's definitely a good place to start. You want to fish heavy tackle, guys. There is some serious seal drama going on over there, so you don't want to be finessing your fish for a long time. You got to get them in, or the seals are going to get them for sure. But plenty of yellows on the front, and sea bass and yellows both backside west also. That island's looking really good right now. And offshore, this is where the big news is, man. Here we got the first week of June, and we got yellowfin tunas pushing in, and that's pretty strange. I mean, it's not just a onesie-twosie, man. There's some actual scores, and it's just crazy good news. That yellowfin is as far up as the 302 to the corner zone. And the best part is they're actually biting jigs, man. We just didn't have too much that the last few years, but cedar plugs, halcos, rapalas, even regular old school feather jigs are all getting bit, and you throw a little bait, you might even get a few bait fish out of it there. That's just fun stuff. And, of course, that bigger bluefin is mixed in, same zone, same setup, a lot of that good, great fish around. Just the days it bites is spectacular. And you got to figure if the water conditions are good enough to have all the dolphin up there swimming around already, somebody's going to catch a Dorado any day and better start watching for them tailors going down swells. I'll be a Marlin right where they
are. That's a good call.
Yeah.
Shaping up to be something spectacular again, it's looking like.
A week of great weather, and it looks like we're going to have another great week of weather. It's just summer is on, right, Mark?
Oh, it just is. I mean, man, we went up to SBI yesterday, a couple of days ago. I don't think we even got a drop of water on the windshield.
Wow.
How nice is that?
What we had the previous month, like, oh, it was just heaven. It was so nice.
So we have our Islander kayak trip to San Clemente Island on Tuesday night for Fishing Wednesday. There's a lot of yellow over there, huh?
there is tonnage of fish around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's a lot of it stacked up in the cove because of the squid. You know, and you got to deal with them seals. I mean, the seal problem over there is hideous.
Yeah.
And then, but all up and down the front and then up on the west end proper there, up on the nine, there's been some fish and then around the back. So you guys are going to have a huge amount of options. And with this, you know, really calm stretch we've got, you know, they might even get you on the back. Who knows?
Yeah, I know. And the good news is it looks like Pyramid's open on Wednesday. So that's going to be very, very good news for sure. So, and they actually marked as one spot left on that Islander kayak trip. So if somebody wants to go with us, you better jump on our website, letstalkhookup.com on the shop page and buy that last spot. Because I'll bet somebody already did. Yeah, we're going. Hey, anyway, fishdope.com has all that information for you on all the stuff, whether it be Santa Barbara Island from Mark Wish or whether it be the bluefin tuna stuff down south. Fishdope.com has it all. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code on fishdope.com. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, our store is in the Huntington Beach. It's on the corner of Bolsa, Chica, and Edinger there. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website is PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, you know, just like there was a big improvement between last week and this week, no telling what we might be talking about next week.
I'm with you on that, man. It feels like this is the week that it's going to settle in and just start biting and be regular and be gettable for us. It feels really good coming into this stretch.
It's going to be a big week. All right, Mark, thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks, Mark. All right, now let's head on down to San Diego, out to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
The new long range destination of Mission Bay. I mean, the boats out of C4th going on full day trips are having better fishing than you would be at Clarion. So we've been anxiously awaiting this report, Marcos.
Right. Well, we'll work up to that. Let's start with the half day. Still very good fishing on there. Very good bottom fishing in the morning with those reds and rockfish. Yesterday afternoon, they finally got into some yellowtail. They had 8 yellowtail on the boat for the afternoon run there. Went out and looked for those. So hopefully we'll see some more of that. The full day. He said San Diego yesterday, 37 anglers, 11 bluefin, not the best in numbers, but three of those fish were over 100 pounds.
Oh.
8 of them were in that 30 to 50 pound range. So we had a 120, a 140, and a 160 on a full day trip there. So really good fishing on there, right? I mean, that's like he said, you know, that's not an everyday thing. So very good fishing there, and definitely prepare your tackle correctly. Nothing light on those trips. He wants 40 or 50 pound and up on those. Like I said, those are some big fish mixed in there for sure. So great fishing on the half day, the full day, those overnight trips. Tribute came back yesterday. 26 anglers had 33 bluefin, and those were in the 25 to 100 pound range. So very good fishing on there. Aztec had some bluefin and yellowtail. A few yellowfin sneaking the count on some of those overnight trips. So our overall very good fishing. And like I said, we're moving into summer here. Hopefully this weather holds. And they're going to keep going out there to catch fish. We have those half day trips, the full day trips. Check out the website, c4thlanding.com. You can make your reservations there. We've got those. We've got the overnights, the day and a half. And actually starting next weekend, leaving Friday night, the newest addition to our fleet, the Pacifica, will be going out on a day and a half trip. Captain Andrew and crew there have done a great job getting that boat up and running, making it look very nice there. So definitely a good shot to get on there. And those one days, day and a half, give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. More than happy to help you guys get set up, get out there on the boat and catch some fish and maybe get into one of those really big bluefin.
Man, what a trip. And, man, good call on that. We've been, obviously, like a lot of us, have been following along, watching Andrew and the team putting that boat together, like seeing the pictures and stuff on Instagram. What a good-looking ride
that is. They did an incredible job. Yeah, and
those guys really are fishy. Did you see the bait tank they put on that thing?
Whew,
it is giant. Like, there will be no lack of sardine volume on that ride, man. That's a cool boat. What a great addition to the team at C4th.
Absolutely, yeah. And like I said, starting next Friday will be their first trip running out here. So you got lots of options during the week. If you want to go on the weekend, we got a few boats running. And I can't imagine fishing not getting better here. So make your reservations and get out fishing.
Great call, Marcos. Appreciate a great report as always, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right. Thanks, Marcos.
That wraps up our catch.
That's it, man. We had a great time. Great fishing. If you want to go fishing, check out our buds at Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop. They have the best deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses, trips, and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all of the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across the street from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com.
Great spot, and that's going to be our place for our captain's reception for Captain Morales' Kids at Sea program, Sunday, June 23rd. Captain Paul Hebert, who will be here in the studio with us that morning.
Nice.
That's going to be a lot of fun from Wicked Tuna. And then Dave Marciano will be at the event, too. And I guess Dave's fishing that day, so he can't come into the studio. But going to be a great time and a great event. Tickets are really inexpensive, include all the food and beer and wine and soft drinks and the whole thing. It's all-inclusive deal, and it's going to be a fun event.
That's cool.
So mark your calendar. You don't want to miss it. Sunday, June 23rd. Also, don't forget, tonight is the big night. It's the CCA San Diego Chapter Big Banquet at Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. It's from 5 to 9 p.m. tonight. There's tickets still available, so just go to the door and walk in and buy a ticket there, and all that money goes to benefit CCA, which has done so much already for our Southern California angling community. So that's at Hub SeaWorld, right across from Dana Landing, tonight, 5 to 9 p.m. They have some unbelievable prizes, including a trip on the Royal Polaris, a Hobie kayak, and a lot more that they're going to be giving away tonight.
No kidding, right on. That's
big
a fun
time
event.
Stuff.
Yeah. And what a great spot to do it to.
Yeah.
Hub is such a cool place to host an event like that.
You get the tour of the Hub SeaWorld
that's
and everything.
Cool.
That's a great event tonight, 5 to 9, Hub SeaWorld. CCA San Diego Chapter event is happening tonight. Just walk in and grab a ticket at the door.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They're getting packed up. Again, if you want to get your opportunity to win those Maui Jim sunglasses and the Seakeeper Pro Staff Kit, 833-288-0973. We'll always try to let you know when there's an open phone line, which there is right now. It's been a very busy morning, but a good opportunity to get through right now, 833-288-0973. Let's jump back into the phones and talk to John. He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was just thinking about the Seakeeper, and it controls the roll on a boat. Is there anything that would help with the, like, the up and down of the yaw or the pitch of the boat when it's in rough waters?
That's a great question, John. We do not address the pitch. So every hole on every boat, it's designed to cut through the waves. You need that
right.
For every manufacturer. If we were to adjust the pitch, we would be kind of like a submarine. The bow would be underwater, and mm-hmm. it'd be a problem. And we found our engineers that it's the side to side motion that is what makes mm-hmm. people sick and tired. So
yep.
we don't affect the pitch.
Yeah, and so I'll relate to it on my boat. So we're fishing, example, rockfish in the winter, and going side to side, big swell, 15 knots of breeze on top of that. So basically, instead of pitching side to side, we're just going up and down in a slight way, right, Brandon?
Exactly.
Yeah, and that doesn't hurt you. That right. it's you hardly even feel it.
Exactly.
Because the snap is what makes it uncomfortable. You know,
exactly.
you go up and down, but when there's no roll, you don't feel the motion. You know, you obviously go up on the swell and you can see, and you go down on the swell and you see the walls of water on each side of you, but there's no motion to it. It's when you're going up and down and then you snap to the left, and then you go up and over that swell and you snap back down to the right. Like, that's what Seakeeper is eliminating.
Right. And mm-hmm. relating to that, there were days that had I not had a Seakeeper on my boat, I would have said, let's go home.
Yeah.
You know, right? This is not worth it, right?
Absolutely.
So, and that's the difference.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
there.
That's pretty amazing technology.
It's unbelievable. You need to ride it.
You
need
do,
to
John.
Feel it
I
to
just,
believe it.
I
right?
wish there was a better way to say it, but you got to go.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Come on down. Well, we'd love to see you down at San Diego, but we'd love to get you out for a demo ride anytime. You know, Seakeeper's had a couple sayings out there. We've always had take a ride, be amazed. eliminate boat roll, make everyone happy. And, you know, our latest one is, you know, once you feel it, once you live with it, you can't live without it.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
Very true. John, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's talk for a minute about the competition, okay? Because there are other stabilization guys out there. Why? What's the difference between a Sea Keeper and one of the other ones?
Sure. You know, Sea Keeper is unique that it's all internal. I mean, so the old school technology, Pete, is with the fin systems.
Right.
And, you know, fins are speed dependent. Mm-hmm. Sea Keeper is speed independent. So you don't have anything sticking out of the boat to hit. So it's all internal.
No big fins to wrap your line around as your fish is in a big circle.
That's exactly it. And what's important for people to understand is that Sea Keeper is the only company in the world that has the patented vacuum technology where we spin that flywheel in a controlled environment with helium to where there's no friction. There may be another gyro manufacturer out there, but you can't spin the flywheel that fast without a vacuum. It's everything to us, and it gives us the performance. So we sell on performance. We don't sell on price.
Right.
Yeah. That's cool.
All right.
Good and
point.
Service. You know, that's the other thing. Sea Keeper's everywhere. And if you take your boat down to Mexico and, God forbid, you have an issue, or you go up to Washington, you know, you have an issue, whatever it is, there's a Sea Keeper dealer everywhere we're at. You know,
that's right.
Just flat out not the case
with
other places.
Two different stories on that. Mark Wheeler from Encinitas Ford, where we'll be live a week from today, we'll be with Mark at Encinitas Ford for our first San Diego County remote. He had a 62 Nomad down in La Paz, and his Sea Keeper malfunctioned. There's a Sea Keeper dealer in La Paz. The guy fixed it. They were on their way.
Yeah, he's a great. That's Mr. Javier Beltran with Yacht Support. I mean, he's a guy that when he doesn't show up mañana, you tell him to be there at 10 o'clock,
Mark,
he shows up. And that's what it's all about. I mean, every marine product at some point, you know, may have an issue, but it's how you deal with it as a manufacturer and how quick your dealer network supports you in response to your needs.
You accidentally misspoke. You said every marine problem may have an issue. Everything built for the marine will have an issue.
Yeah,
you put it
issue,
in that environment long enough, it will, and it's the service behind it that makes the difference.
No doubt about it. Now let's talk about Andrew here in San Diego. Andrew is fantastic. He's installed and services my Sea Keeper in my boat, and that guy is Johnny on the spot. He is just a fantastic guy and gets the job done.
Andrew Jones, Yacht System Services right there at the Shelter Island Boatyard.
Yep.
I mean, we're very pleased to have him as a Sea Keeper partner. He's done a lot of Sea Keeper refits on, you know, boats over 100 feet. He did a 101-foot Hoquiam sport fish with a Sea Keeper 35. He just recently did an Ocean Alexander 80, a Sea Keeper 26. And just recently he secured two jobs, one for a 34-foot regulator and one for a 38-foot fountain, you know, on these smaller boats with smaller Sea Keepers. So he's an excellent refit partner. He makes the process very simple for you. So whatever your boat is out there, I mean, Andrew can do it. We'll give you a consultation. Yeah. And we'll make it happen.
And depending on how many hours you put on your boat, but at least once a year, your Sea Keeper needs a service, hydraulic fluid and different things. And you make arrangements. Andrew, he comes down, does it.
Andrew's the guy. He'll be down at the show later today at the San Diego show. So if customers have questions, come on down. If they're thinking about getting a Sea Keeper, we could set something up. We'd love to see you.
Does the boat need to come out of the water for that, for the service type stuff? Just so you come right down to the boat?
Yeah.
How sweet is that?
Right, Brandon? Yeah.
No, just right there. Right there in the water.
That's cool.
Very good. All right. 833-288-0973. You're going to get a just ringing because it's all full
right
now.
Yeah, good call. Again.
Yeah. Just again, that's what happens is when our lines are full, it's just going to ring, ring, ring until a line opens.
Yeah.
You'll be put in the queue.
It's a unique phone system where you will not get a busy signal, but all of the lines currently are full. We always try to let you know when we have an open line, but right now they're all full, so the phone will just continue to ring. The nice thing about that is the second that a phone line does come available, you're instantly connected to it. So
indeed.
Just stand by, you're in the queue, and we will get you on. Let's jump into the phones that are getting jam-packed and talk to Grant, who's calling us from San Carlos. Hi, Grant. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How are you guys today?
Good.
Hey, what's up, Grant?
Hey, I have a question for Mr. Brandon regarding the meter on the bluefin open water and also regarding the different birds that we see out there. And the question on the meter is, we've been out there last week, last couple of days, and seeing some open water meatballs on the up and down on the meter. How does one differentiate a meatball that's got fish on it, meaning these bluefin, and or just an open water meatball? And then the other thing is, of course, we've been seeing the fish come up under the turns in the shearwater associated with. Then the petrels are out there as well, but they appear to be, when we go on them, just picking at, let's say, pieces of things in the water versus an active school of bait or something that might have just been pushed up, I don't know, and destroyed, and they're over there cleaning up. Can you...
Those are great questions.
Let me know what you think.
Absolutely. In terms of the meter, I think it's just time on the water, differentiating what a tuna school looks like from a ball of anchovy or a ball of sardine. Just getting the boat over a school of tuna and seeing that and realizing, oh, that's tuna, or that's what I think tuna is, rather than a ball of anchovy. It's going to be real dense, and it's going to be real dark ball, where tuna is going to be more of like jags of it. That's kind of how we describe it, as a jag.
One thing, too, to top on that is, as like technology is changing and chirp is becoming more advanced, like the definition of individual targets starts to get better, you know, as you start to move away and really get chirp transducer dialed in, you know, a standard 50 or 200 killer, like it was a ball and you had a big dot on your screen. Now you still have the ball of bait, but like the individual targets that are around the ball start to become more defined. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And when you say jags, that's really, I think I've seen some of the schools that Captain Ryan Bastian in San Diego is really good about taking pictures of schools on his meter.
Yeah.
And that, you can really see the jags on his
meter,
right? And what we mean by a jag.
So I think that sometimes the bait's going to be more, it's a dense ball and it's going to stay more in one spot, whereas the tuna are going to dive up and down, looking at the ball of bait or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And they kind of like jags, somewhat like a boomerang shape as well. I think I've seen before that associated with tuna. Is that kind of what you're talking about too?
Yeah, all the meters are a little bit different, kind of depending on the transducer you have. But definitely a boomerang is indicative of a fish, usually of a pelagic species or something.
Brandon, right. Jimmy Kingsmill told me once that you can differentiate a school of anchovy in that a school of anchovy is going to look kind of like an hourglass on the meter. Is that true?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Like a school of sardine or some other kind of bait.
I didn't know that. That's good dope.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all.
From Jimmy King.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Yeah.
I didn't
can't
know
argue that.
That.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And you look at it and it does.
Yeah, no,
look,
I'm sure.
Very hourglass like, right?
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right, Grant. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. All right, let's go live down to the boat show right now. Mr. Duncan McIntosh is on the line. Good morning, Duncan.
Hey, Duncan.
Hey. Good morning, and thanks for having us on again.
Hey, we have been talking. We have Berkeley and Brandon from Seakeeper here in the studio, and we've been talking all morning about this fabulous boat show, and we've been talking about all the unique boats that are at this year's boat show. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, we've got a good group. I've got some boats I've never seen before.
Yeah.
One of them came from on board ship. It's the HHHCB.
HCB.
And I had to ask the guy what the initial stood for, but it's a brand new model. The H stood for Hydrosports, so it's the old Hydrosports plant. They've come back with a new company. They're building this 53-foot center console that's being offered by Shock Boats. It's just a great-looking boat, and they're hanging four motors on it, so we're starting to catch up with the guys on the East Coast.
It's amazing, but we talked a lot about that, but it's the million-dollar center console, and where else are you going to see it but the San Diego Boat Show, right?
Well, it might be $2 million speed. So
really?
I'm not sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Even more reason to go see this.
And there's a sidebar to this, which was kind of interesting. She came over on board ship deck cargo, and apparently there was a boat, a big yacht, 100-footer, that was above it in a cradle, and somehow or another became detached from its cradle and crashed on the deck next to this 53-foot center console.
Ooh.
Oh,
unfortunately,
wow.
Unfortunately, missed it completely, but... I guess close works in horseshoes and boats on deck.
Yeah, that's scary.
Oh, geez.
Wow, that's exciting. And other, there's some great, I know some great sport fishers there too. I know Parker Boats is up in there with West Coast Marine and a lot of other on land as well as in the water boats.
That's correct. Now we have the Parkers here. We've got the, Everglades. We've got, I guess they're building Bertrams again. So we've got a new Bertram. We've
Stripers?
Got the Stripers, absolutely. Yeah. Regulator, Albemarle. It was on and on. And the brokerage side, we got some good, you're looking for a nice used sport fisher. We got some, got a Radovich, some Carvers, some Vikings, and even a couple of Hatterses.
Big Radovich there. It's a really cool Radovich. And, and a couple of, Vikings that, Kutzer, those Vikings that Kutzer's, displaying. Did you go in those? Brandon, they're pretty nice. They're very, very nice. Hey, it's going on today. Why don't you give us the hours, Duncan?
Well, today we're opening at, this is Saturday, I can remember what day it is. They have me down here at 5 doing the TV station. So we're open from 10 to 7 today, and on Sunday, 10 to 5.
10 to 5. Of course, it's right across from San Diego International Airport, right next to the Sheraton there. Where's the parking?
The parking is at the, we got a parking at the airport for $15 and a shuttle. They'll bring you back. Just follow our boat show signs over. The boat show parking signs over to the parking lot, and I'll get you there.
Easy. And admission's only $15. Kids 12 and under are free, right?
That's correct. And military IDs for $5 off.
All right.
That's awesome, fantastic. Buddy.
Duncan McIntosh put on a great show. San Diego Boat Show today and tomorrow. You'll see Brandon and Berkeley down there very, very shortly after the show. They promise they're going to hurry.
I just have one more little ad for you. Addition, I'm glad you guys are back on the air. I was a little nervous there when you lost that XTRA or whatever it was, quit transmitting. But it reminds me when we were doing the Ensenada races years ago, the towers off of Rosarito Beach, and we would before the GPSs came out, we were listening to Wolfman, and he was our guidance all the way down to Ensenada.
That's right. Yeah,
that's cool.
Well, yeah, we're thrilled to be here. We're thrilled to be here on the Fan, and it's a great station, and we're just really stoked to be on such a great spot. Thanks, Junkin, for that, and we'll see you at the show.
Thank you, Pete, and we're glad you're back on the air, too.
Thanks, right, buddy.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Of course, those of you that aren't listening up here in the San Diego area, of course, the app is the story, and that's our ticket. You can just go on Google Play or the App Store and just download our Let's Talk Hookup app for free. Download it. You have archives. You have everything you need there.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard stories in the tackle store, guys that were saying, well, you know, I used to listen on the old channel. I live up in L.A. I don't really get it as well, so I switched on to the app. Wish I would have done it forever. It's such an easy way to listen to it. I hear it literally every single day. People come in and tell me, like, you know, I was forced to switch over to the app, and I'm so glad I did. I love it, whether they stream on the app or they listen through their Alexa device or whatever. It's just such an easy way to listen to the show, no matter where you're at.
I was listening down at Rancho Llanero, checking it out, down anywhere you are. The app is there. And so we elected. If you have an Alexa device, you can listen to the Fan on that. Just say, play 97.3 The Fan. It'll play it on radio.com. You can listen to it anywhere you are.
Lots of great ways to listen to the show. It's pretty darn cool. Well, hey, I want to remind you this portion of the show, again, sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pump switches and sensors designed for your boat. And it's designed to protect you, protect the environment. It's an awesome device. If your vessel lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com, or you can get their affordable products at the San Diego Marine Exchange. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phone lines are packed, more of your phone calls, more with Berkeley and Brandon. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The Long Fin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having a big event. It's Shimano Day, Saturday, June 8th. This is a tackle sale not to be missed. The Long Fin will have Shimano, Power Pro, and G. Loomis all on sale for this one day only at incredible prices. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Long Fin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Long Fin, there is a Shimano store within the store with special offers available on Shimano rods and reels, G. Loomis rods, and Power Pro line for this one day only. Plus, every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 8th only. Plus, get free reel service with minimum purchase. This is the event anglers wait all year for. Shimano Day at the Long Fin this Saturday, June 8th, starting at 7 and open till 7 at the Long Fin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
All right, you just heard about it. The San Diego International Boat Show is on. It's today and tomorrow at Harbor Island, right across from the San Diego International Airport.
Such a great time. We heard about all the great boats. I mean, just the fact that you get to go down and see a 50-foot center console with quad outboards and all the great boats. I mean, they have super yachts up to 80 feet, food, beer garden, kid zone.
A floating beer garden.
I like it, buddy. Yeah. That's my style.
Indeed, and there's so much going on. It's today. It's open right there from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. $15 to get in. Kids 12 and under are free, and they have discounts for active and military.
It's a great spot. Super easy to find. Shelter Island, right across from the San Diego International Airport. For more information or to purchase your tickets online, go to SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Indeed. Okay, we were just talking in the break about San Clemente Island. I was talking about our kayak trip on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Tuesday on the Islander, which is a great spot. Limited 22 people, 22 kayaks, and we fish Wednesday back Thursday morning. One spot left. Like I said, I can't believe there is a spot. It was sold out, and then a spot dropped open. But if you had some amazing calico fishing over there, tell us about that.
Yeah, we did last weekend. So we go out to Clemente whenever the weather's good, trying to get out there like once or twice a month. we fished the backside there, and we got on a spot of calicos. Bird school popped up, and we sat on it for about an hour, hour and a half. It was every cast on the surface iron.
Oh.
It was really fun fishing. The Clementi can be interesting. It can be slow, dreadfully slow, yes. And then it can just turn on. And,
yeah.
And we got lucky. We were at the right place at the right time.
There's a lot of fish that live there.
A lot.
Yeah, it's just a matter of whether the current's right, the conditions are right, and when it is.
Exactly.
It's like magic.
It really is. Me and my buddy Darren call it heaven on earth for calico bass fishing.
It is.
It's a lot of fun.
For sure.
Big Sail Dale, Darren, who's obviously I've worked with at the tackle shop for years now. He's like our main guy at the tackle store, who's roommates and fishing buddies with Brandon, was in the store all day long. Not rubbing it in. You couldn't come up with enough accolades. He described it, as you said, it was literally every single cast with a surface iron for hours, and every time you got a bite, it would surpass what would normally be the biggest fish of the day. Your highlight kicker on a day at a Clementi is usually a 5 to 7 pounder, and he said literally all for hours at a time, every one you had was a 5 to 7 pound fish, and there would be a cloud of other ones trying to eat the jig out of the one you had hooked.
Well, let's hope it's like that on Wednesday.
I hope so. So fun.
And is there anything more fun than doing that?
There really isn't. I mean, the bluefin and everything's a lot of fun, but to just sit back and cast and just have fun casting all day long for calico bass. And we hooked a couple yellowtail as well, mixing it with the calicos.
Sweet.
It was just a lot of fun.
Dale told me he lost one of his best jigs as he was winding in a 6-pound bass, and it was like at their feet. And a 300-pound black sea bass came out from under the boat, ate the calico bass, swam straight down into the rocks, busted him off, lost his good jig.
Yeah.
But is there a cooler way to lose a good time? I mean, I know you don't ever want to lose one, but if you're going to lose one, that's an okay way to donate a lure.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'd like to see that on a kayak.
Oh, my God, no doubt.
That's going to be fun. All right, that's going to be fun. Anyway, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about we jump right back into them? This time, talk to Mike, who's calling us from San Carlos. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Mike from Rosemead now.
Oh, Mike.
What's up, Mike?
Sorry.
All good?
Wrong Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Okay, I'm here.
Right.
Good morning, everyone. I got a question. I hope you didn't cover it earlier, and sorry if you had to repeat yourself, but what drives these sea keepers as far as the power? Can you use battery power, or do they run all strictly on generators?
Good question.
Definitely a good question. We currently have two models, two 12-volt models, our Seakeeper 2 and our Seakeeper 3. And we run those Seakeepers off our outboard engines all day long, no problem. And when we shut down, we have two dedicated 27 AMG batteries dedicated to the Seakeeper. And with that configuration, we get on average of about 4 to 5 hours with everything off.
Wow.
So if we want to have lunch and, we're rolling around there, barbecue something, we're not going to lose our hot dogs.
Yeah.
And if we want to fish some white sea bass on the backside, we're definitely going to have a great advantage and have plenty of time to do so.
No doubt.
That's cool. Yeah.
Now, on a bigger boat, you do need generator power.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Bigger boats over 50 feet usually.
Yeah. Well,
and
on my boat, too, it's like anything over a 3, right?
That's correct, Pete.
Yeah.
And I remember before that there's monitoring systems and software that let you know the power that you have, that they will shut thing, if I remember right, it would shut itself down before it got into any type of a power draw. So if you were doing that, if you were fishing, you're a guy that likes to turn the motors off when you're fishing, and you were in a bite that lasted more than 5 hours, which would be an awesome problem to have, and it needed it would start to shut itself down before it caused any problems to your house batteries or anything.
That's right. It just, the Seakeeper would start spooling down, and it would always leave you with enough juice to start up everything you need.
Yeah, that's cool. Yep.
Very good. All right. Hope that answers the question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Now let's head on down to Mike in San Carlos. What's up, Mike? Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Okay. My question is, how small of a craft can you put the Seakeeper on, and does it affect the mileage when you're on the water?
That's a good question.
Great question. To date, the smallest vessel we put Seakeeper on is a 25-foot blue water. It's pretty exciting stuff. We're seeing these units get on smaller and smaller boats. So it's going to get even smaller than that. Come fall at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, we do have plans to unveil our smallest Seakeeper yet, which is going to be very exciting.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that.
And when will that be available?
That's going to be early, probably about first of the year.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to display it to our key boat builders. Yep. And as far as the question on fuel mileage, We've actually heard some people get better mileage on certain boats. I don't think we've done enough conclusive research on that, but certainly a great question. And,
yeah,
I have personally, you know, going to so many boat shows and talking to boat owners with the refits and new builds. You do have some customers that feel that, you know, you're not tracking as much, so you're saving a little bit on fuel.
There you go.
The thing that's hard to believe is that it is 100% internal product. Like, you just, it's difficult to fathom that something could stop the boat from moving and there's nothing that's in the water. It's 100% internal. So there's certainly nothing to slow you down. If anything, it just, like you said, keeps you more stable and you track a straighter line.
That's right. That's right. Definitely doesn't slow you down. I mean, the Seakeeper really is only 2 to 3% of the whole weight of the entire boat. And on these smaller units, the Seakeeper 2 is only 414 pounds. So you're talking about barely a guy and a half, a fishing buddy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. If you bring as much tackle as my buddies do, that's one guy in his gear.
Yeah. Exactly. Thanks a lot for the call this morning, Mike. Appreciate that.
We got a very patient caller, John in Escondido. John, thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, John.
So I leave on the 20th to go on an 8-day on the Royal Polaris. And thank you, Rick, very much for rigging up all my reels and stuff like that. And you were very gracious the next day when my wife came to pick it up, and she was tickled to bring you a donut. That you know, she wasn't sure if you were going to eat it or give one of your buddies. So when she went to the restroom, she came back and she saw you eating it. She couldn't wait to get on the phone and tell me that you enjoyed it and stuff like that. But
the wolves I work with, man, you leave something laying around long, it's gone. Like, oh, yeah, I work with a pack of wolves. You better get on it. No, that was very nice of you, John. Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Tell her the same.
No worries. Hey, I got my Colt Snipes that I still need to get rigged up. That morning that I leave, do you think it'll be enough time to rig up those four?
Yeah, absolutely. We do it all the time, every day. It's a super easy process. The most common re-rigging of Colt Snipers is changing out the split ring and a hook. To do four Colt Snipers, it takes less than 4 minutes. So, yeah, bring them in. We'll be happy to get you dialed in, John.
And I believe the big guy, awesome, Kevin Franco Presti, is going to run that trip, right?
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
It's always fun when Frank's driving.
Yeah.
I think he's running they go out next week, and he's running that one. It's the friends and family. And then he's got he might be doing it all week or all month, because after that you've got the John Collins trip and stuff like that. But Roy's always a blast to be, you know, if you're ever on that boat with that guy, I mean, that guy's just everything's lighthearted and he's making fun and this and that. But it's a great boat, great platform to fish on, and, you know, can't wait to get out and, you know, first time I've ever fished with Frank.
All right, well, have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Want to remind you, 1 week from today, it's the big event, our first San Diego County remote broadcast, San Diego County Ford dealer remote broadcast, Saturday, June 15th at Encinitas Ford with Captain Mark Wheeler, your first chance to win the big grand prize. And you can do it. You just walk up and you enter random drawing, or you win the Shimano casting contest, and we're going to have a total of 8 qualifiers through the 4 different broadcasts we have, and there's 2 different ways to qualify each time. It's a trip for one on the Royal Star Fly Down Fly Back trip to Mazatlan in January. I'll be on that trip, and round trip tickets LAX to Mazatlan on Alaska Airlines, and you can also win a trip on the Blackjack, and that's great 4- or 6-pack boat, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We're going to have Shimano rods and reels. We're going to have a lot of Shimano product there to give away, Maui Jim sunglasses. We're going to have Nomad product to give away, AFCO product, a whole bunch of it. Check out the guest page at letstalkhookup.com for more details and rules. And just come on down 1 week from today, Saturday, June 15th, Encinitas Ford, easy to find corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. They're packed up solid. Let's talk to Darren, calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hi, Darren. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm Jamal and Carter.
Good morning, Darren.
Hey. What's up, Darren? Darren is...
Hey, guys. Morning.
Good morning.
So my question was, welcome back to the radio. I live vicariously through your show, which is awesome, because I get sick on boats too much. So my first question was, what type of prescription meds out there that can really help me? I tried Dramamine, didn't work so well. And second, is there any type of way to check out some charters that would have the Seakeeper? Those are my two questions.
We were talking about that. Now, for seasick medications, always consult your doctor. But Dr. Bob Blum, who you heard earlier in the show, raves on scopolamine. That's what my wife uses, too. You can get it at a compounding pharmacy. Find your local compounding pharmacy, and they can. You get a prescription from your doctor, but scopolamine in a capsule form designed for your body weight is a very, very good solution for you.
I know Dave Rohde was in before the Rancho Lanero trip. He and I were talking about it, and I know Mary Frantel always recommended it. Right. Alvarado Pharmacy in San Diego,
right.
They're a compounding pharmacy. That's who she got her tablets from. That's who he got them from and said it was an easy process.
And there's one right there in Huntington Beach near you, too.
Perfect.
I know that Dr. Bob gets his. So check. Just look for compounding pharmacies and ask them for scopolamine. And what about charter boats? We talked about it earlier. Nothing yet, right?
Nothing yet, Pete. But I tell you what, give us, I'd say about within 3 months, there'll be one out there that's going to be getting a Seakeeper. And he's going to be taking some people out up in the Channel Islands region,
okay.
Hopefully. So,
and, of course, if you go to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, and you're lucky enough to go fishing with Simon,
yeah.
You can go fishing with him.
You go down to the East Cape, fishing the Vaquera.
The Vaquera, yeah. I forgot. Genren, yes. Mm-hmm. Genren is a 35 Cabo that has a Seakeeper. And,
great guy.
Genren, Mark and his gang, you could charter Genren and go fishing.
East Cape, great place to
yeah.
go, great
yeah.
place to experience.
And yeah, that would be a perfect place to experience.
And Seakeeper. Definitely soon coming to San Diego. There's just it's too good of a product for it to not happen, especially now that they're coming down into such smaller sizes and more affordable budgets. Like, it's just a thing that it's new technology, and with new technology, you know, you have to learn the means to put them in, how and where they go, figure out the cost, and all of those things are coming down, both the size and the price. So it's just, you know, it's just a matter of time before we see it on a lot of charter boats at home.
No doubt about it. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hills in Ventura is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was going to mention Dan down there. That's the only place you can charter a
We're having
yeah.
trouble hearing you there, Kills.
You must be on the beach fishing surf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I am on the beach.
Maybe we can get Hills.
Yeah. Sorry, Hills. Hopefully we'll get you a better connection next time.
Yeah, exactly. Let's jump back in. We'll talk to Ken. He's calling us from Pine Valley this morning. What's up, Ken? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Ken?
Got a question for you, Rick. Going out, taking some rookies out to go fishing on an overnight boat. Don't have any bluefin, heavy bluefin stuff, as like rental rods and stuff. Can you rent a rod from, let's say, you guys and fish over at H&M? Is that an option available, or do you have to pretty much rent the rods at the landing that you're going out of?
Yeah, unfortunately, the landing rentals do need to come from the landing you're going. It's a, you know, it's a premium service that Fisherman's offers just to the people riding on the boats at Fisherman's Landing. So yeah, just security-wise, you know, the premium rental tackle is something that happened a couple years ago just out of necessity with this big tuna. And, you know, not everybody in the budget can afford to provide gear, especially if their buds are going. But, you know, Fisherman's Landing rents Talicas of all sizes, Talica 12, 16s, 20s, 25s. They're all on CalStar Graphiters, Spectra on all the reels. The reels come back after every single trip. Line is stripped off regardless, and new top shots are installed. Just because of this big bluefin, you just can't take chances. So
now, what about Point Loma Sport Fishing?
Point Loma does have that tackle also, and if there is, I shouldn't really speak for it because I'm on the tackle store side, and the landing is who rents the gear, not the tackle shop, but I have seen it when, if there was ample gear and there wasn't some available at Point Loma, that some gear has gone from Fisherman's that direction. But again, you'd need to call those guys because that's the other half of the shop, not my half. But
sure.
But I know for sure when you're riding a boat from Fisherman's Landing, that gear will always be available.
And you might just call H&M Landing and see if they what rental gear that they have available.
Yeah, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they have it. I just can't speak to it just because I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And speaking of which, Brandon, if you're going on a tuna trip tonight, what are you taking with you?
Yeah, good call.
You got to take quite a few setups. There's fish anywhere from 25 to 150 pounds.
Yeah.
Usually a good 25-pound setup, a 40-pound setup, a 50-pound setup, and then probably like an 80 pound setup as well. Okay. Cover your bases pretty good.
Yeah, and plenty of fluorocarbon and...
fluorocarbon, flat falls, small hooks.
Yeah, small hooks.
Yeah.
The hook thing is just such a difficult one to recommend to somebody right now because it's a mix. We're catching fish that... You know, if you were the average fish that we're catching right now is about 75 to 90 pounds, and that's like we always say, like on a true long range trip on a 15 day to Clarion, that's the average size fish that you catch down there. Obviously, you have shots of big giant one, but that's the average fish that you catch in a day. You would never in a million years think about fishing a 1-0 if you were at Clarion.
Yeah.
But we're trying to do it all the time up here, so it's a balance between
1-0 Nautilus circle hook.
Yeah, it's a balance between gauge of wire and size of hook and.
Yeah.
That Nautilus is probably our most popular because it's a good circle hook that's like a medium gauge wire, so a small bait still swims, and it's a good one. Good luck when you go, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Maui Jims and that Seakeeper Pro Staff Kit. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Saving Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30th, 2019, subject to change, other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded, 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, a big congratulations going to John in Huntington Beach. John, you got yourself a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the Barrier Reefs, and a Seakeeper Pro Staff Kit. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome. And thank you very much to Maui Jim and, of course, to Brandon and Berkeley from Seakeeper. They're going to be wearing some style and some clothes there for sure.
That's John right.
Is. Yeah. So today and tomorrow, down at the boat show, right, Berkeley?
That's right, Pete. Come on down. We'll do some dockside demo talk with you. You get on the boat and actually feel and see what's going on. It's just a great experience. Happy to answer any questions anyone has. And thinking about getting a Seakeeper refit, we'll actually have our partner on hand to you know,
Andrew Jones.
That's right.
That's great.
He's going to be there?
Yes.
To kind of talk about installation, and he did a masterful job on my boat.
Thanks, Pete. Yeah, he does great work, and he's actually coming down to look at a couple customers that are interested at the show buying boats.
Wow.
That's great.
That's cool. So that's today and tomorrow. And then, of course, if they can't make it down to the San Diego Boat Show today, is there a portal that we can check out Seakeeper?
There sure is. You know, you just click on the Seakeeper website and go ahead and just click Take a Ride. And it's gonna, you know, we're gonna get an inquiry from you and get you directed.
You can schedule it and go ride in that beautiful boat with Brandon.
Absolutely.
Oh, you can take rods with you, Brandon.
Maybe.
You never know, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. Great job. And Seakeeper is such an amazing product, and we're just absolutely thrilled to be associated with you guys. Take a ride. Be amazed.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see you at the show for sure. Thanks, Brandon, for being a first-timer.
Look forward to
having you back and all your great bluefin tuna knowledge, too.
That's right.
And I want to remind you, check out our YouTube channel. The Tony Reyes video that Tommy P. put up is up there. It's a great video on his great experience down in on the Tony Reyes. And be sure to check that out. And we'll soon have our Japan fish market video up there, too. So watch for that on our YouTube channel, which you can access at our website, letstalkhookup.com, right on the front. Top right, you see all our links to all our social media that we do there. Tomorrow, right here, Jeff Mariani from Sejo's Kayak Fishing will be back here on The Fan 97.3. Thanks to Brian and Dallas and Adam for helping us out today. And thank you for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego. A radio.com sports station.
This is Ian Kinsler from the San Diego Padres.
The Padres play here.
Kinsler with a double to the wall to left center by the 385 side.
Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan.